Mark, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Thanks so much for your time. Tell us what the Mental Health Association in Michigan, what do you do there?
We are a nonprofit organization. We are the state's oldest nonprofit when it comes to mental health issues. We do policy analysis, and we advocate with state government for laws, rules, policies, etc., on behalf of persons experiencing mental illness.
And you're a board member of the Michigan Partners in Crisis. Tell us about that.
Yes. One of the biggest problems we have in the mental health field today is that there are way too many people with mental illness winding up in justice systems, in state prisons, in local jails, even among youth in juvenile justice settings. And so we formed a statewide coalition about 4 years ago that involves judges, peace officers, prosecutors, defense attorneys, jail administrators, mental health interests, and others to work collaboratively on this issue of just way too many people with mental illness winding up in justice systems.
Today at 10 a.m. at the State Capitol Building, room 424, you are having a press conference. You will be joined by Representative Mark Meadows, Chief Judge Milton Mack, Dr. Oliver Cameron, and Peggy Christian, who is a Lansing mother of a young man who relapsed as a result of the state's new policy. What do you hope to accomplish at that press conference?
We hope to educate the public, legislators, people in the executive branch, about a new policy that the State Department of Corrections has instituted. What they're in the process of doing is moving many people with mental illness who are doing reasonably well on their current medications, off of those medications, and onto inexpensive versions of different drugs. And that violates one of the cardinal rules of mental health treatment. If you have someone with mental illness who's on a medication that's working for them, you don't mess with that for as long as the medication continues to work. This is going to cause a lot of problems. We're going to see more psychiatric crises among prisoners. We're going to see an increased threat to prisoners themselves, to their fellow prisoners, to security staff. And as a result of this, we're going to see more prisoners have their stays extended. One of the things that happens to a mental illness prisoner when they're not stable is they behave in ways that get them in trouble, and they get disciplined. And one of the forms of discipline they get is having their prison stays extended. It costs us taxpayers in the state of Michigan over $140 a day to incarcerate an inmate with mental illness, and we have figured out that the department's new policy, if they switch everyone who's got the potential to be switched now under their policy, that's going to save the taxpayers about $20 per patient per day. So that's $20 savings per day versus a risk of $140 a day for every day that a mental illness prisoner's stay is extended. And we don't think that's a very good deal for the taxpayers.
Whose policy is this? Who's responsible? Who's the author?
This is the Michigan Department of Corrections. Their health care administration has decided to go this route. Until recently, mental health services for serious mental illnesses in the prisons were the responsibility of the Michigan Department of Community Health. But effective in February of this year, the Department of Community Health ceded that responsibility to the Department of Corrections. This is the first major action that the Department of Corrections has taken since gaining control of all mental health services in the prisons. And it's not a very promising action. What's happened is that the Department of Corrections has overreacted to a recent report from the Michigan Auditor General's office that had some major flaws in it. But the report said that Michigan spends more than it needs to on mental health medications. And so the Department of Corrections is running scared because of that report now. And let me add that no one in the mental health community is against them when they have a brand new case saying, you know what, let's try this person on an inexpensive medication first. No one in the mental health community has any problem with them saying when they're dealing with someone who's on medications, but those medications aren't working, and they're going to have to try something else. No one has a problem with them saying in that case, you know what, we've got to try something else. Let's try an inexpensive drug next. But the thing that is so galling and so contradictory to basic and proper mental health care is that they are also going to move off of their current medications people who are doing well on those medications right now. We calculate in the category that involves the most serious mental illnesses, schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, that there are up to 1,500 prisoners that they're going to target to try to get off their current medications, and that is just a totally losing proposition.